Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, I'll tell you what, last week was a very challenging week. I mean, it was a very difficult week. If you were in the path of the storm that came down from the Arctic and went as far south as Mexico, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, all of a sudden, it was like the coronavirus had just hit and everything was just shutting down. But this time it was because of weather effects. The fact that cold air was pushing down from the Arctic into areas that don't necessarily get that kind of cold air. And as a result of that, a lot of places got snow that don't normally see snow. And if they do occasionally see snow, that snow didn't stick around for very long. Well, that snow started coming down in my neck of the woods on Valentine's Day. And, you know, I mean, it was kind of a cute, you know, oh, look how pretty it is outside. But unfortunately, that snow was coupled with a hard freeze. And as a result of that, a lot of people were affected by weather. Now, weather is something you and I, we cannot control it. We can try and predict it. Okay, you and I don't try and predict it. We rely on third-party sources to do that. But even if we have the information coming, we may not be ready for the actual effects of that weather, nor may we understand what we need to do to be prepared. And what tends to happen is people have a tendency to panic a little bit, and they run to the store, they start buying all the toilet paper, they start buying all the packaged water, and you know, they kind of get into a hoard mode because they think that the end is near and they can't fathom not going without the natural, but without the things that give us a quality of life. So in my particular case, I was very fortunate. During the entire freeze that came through and lasted literally a week, I didn't lose power, nor did I lose gas, nor did I lose internet, nor did I lose cell phone service. Now, the one thing I did lose, well, I lost water. See, on Monday, the day after Valentine's Day, we noticed that the water pressure in our house was very, very low. I mean, it was just barely coming out of the tap. And we contacted a couple of our neighbors, and they said they were experiencing the same thing. But one of the neighbors said they knew somebody that lived in a different part of our subdivision that wasn't getting any water at all. And we realized that because we're in a lower part, I mean, where we live, it's hilly. So some parts of the neighborhood are at higher levels than other parts. Well, we just happened to be in that lower part. And it dawned on me that we were getting gravity-fed water because the pressure was gone. And the people higher up in the subdivision weren't getting water anymore. So we took some provisions to prepare ourselves. And we went into a week of, well, you know, It was very similar to coronavirus, except we didn't have water and we had a lot of snow outside, and you know, it was kind of pretty to look at. But what I want to talk about today is I want to talk about preparedness, because it is very important for you to be prepared for any potential hazard that could impact you. And there are ways to effectively prepare for that. And it doesn't mean you have to go out and sign up for one of these prepper programs or anything, or, you know, build a shelter in your backyard, or what, you know, what some people need to do. I think it's as simple as, well, a couple of things. First of all, you need to have proper insurance on your property. Now, I don't care whether you own property or you rent property. You need to have the right insurance products on those properties so that when peril hits, you're in a position where you will not be damaged financially. Now, if you're somebody who rents property and you don't have what's called renter's insurance because you think that's a waste of money, I will tell you this. If you dodged a bullet this last weather pattern and, you know, you weren't affected materially, in other words, you didn't have to leave your apartment or your house because of something devastating that occurred at that property, you did dodge a bullet. You really did. So one of the things that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited is we advise our members to do a lot of things, to be prepared for perils that may impact the real estate business. And as long as you're doing that for your real estate business, you should also do it for yourself. Now, we have members at Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, get this. This is going to blow your mind. But we have members at Lifestyles Unlimited that own rental homes but rent themselves. Yeah, you heard me correctly. And you're thinking, well, why do they do that? Why is it they would buy rental property instead of buying a place for themselves first? And really, it boils down to a couple of things. It boils down to economics. It boils down to purchasing power. It also boils down to the fact that that's one less mortgage that they have on their credit report if they don't own the property that they're living in. And a lot of those members want transportability, so they don't necessarily want to be locked down to a particular property that they own, because they want to be able to move about. And maybe that involves, you know, upgrading their living experience. Well, whatever it is, it's their specific plan. And their specific plan is properly, and I'll use the word properly, covered by the right types of insurance. Now, we come back from the break. What I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about some of those different types of insurance that if you don't have on your properties, maybe you need to consider. And I'm not here to sell you insurance. I'm here to give you advice. And along those lines, we're going to talk about some of the things that maybe you need to do if you own property that was impacted by the freeze. Stick around.
Dale Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Dale, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So if you're a survivor of the weather pattern that impacted us last week, you know, you need to send me an email at askal@luinc.com and ask and tell me where I can buy the t-shirt, because I'll tell you, it was a rough week last week. It really was. Down where I live in South Texas, in basically the foothills of the Hill Country, just outside of San Antonio, we experienced the worst weather that we had experienced since, I think the news report said something like 1989. Now, if you jump over to like Houston, Texas, I think it's been like 120 some odd years since they've had weather that bad. I mean, people were affected by loss of power. They were affected by a loss of water. Some people got a double dose of that. You know, I had friends that they were in houses that were about 40 degrees because that's as warm as the house could get without a heating source. And, you know, they didn't have power. They didn't have water. And because all the roads were extremely icy, and we don't live in a part of a country that is well prepared for icy and snowy roads, we were pretty much locked into our properties. I mean, we basically had to hunker down. So it was difficult to find a place where you could go, where you could warm up or do whatever you needed to do. So really what it boiled down to is we resorted to literally camping in our own properties. Yeah. Now, our residents in our rental properties, yeah, they experienced the same thing. And it gets me to thinking about communication, because communication is very, very important. I mean, one of the things that you should have done during that cold weather, when your rental properties would be affected and your residents would be affected by utility services that you have no control over, you should have been communicating with your residents. And it's as simple as a phone call. It's as simple as a text. It's as simple as an email. However you normally communicate with your residents, you probably should have reached out and said, hey, how are things going? Now, I will tell you, I did that. And as we got into the storm cycle and I realized that people were starting to be affected, I reached out to all of my residents. And I did so for a couple of reasons. Number one, they're occupying a piece of real estate that I own. So there's no better source, no better eyes or ears to tell me if there's a problem going on in that property. And the reason I want to know if there's a problem going on in that property is that I want to be able to advise my residents on what they can do to hopefully diminish that problem. And more so, I need to be aware of what impacts may be coming upon them and myself. Now, this is kind of sounding a little selfish, I guess, but at the end of the day, what I'm trying to communicate to you is that I had concern for my residents. I really did. I understood that they were in a situation that they couldn't control, nor could I can control it. But I wanted to make sure that because I'm providing them great functional workforce housing that's better than anything else that they've looked at in the marketplace, I want to make sure that I maintain that standard. And as a result of that, I have insurance products on my properties. Now, I'm not one of those guys that goes out and looks for the cheapest policy because I just want to eke out as much cash flow as I can. I'm not that guy. And the reason I'm not that guy is because I understand the value of insurance products. I understand that by putting the right insurance products on my property, I am insulated from the problems that materialize out of things like a freeze. So, you know, the biggest thing that people are dealing with right now that we've kind of warmed, I mean, I actually went outside and it's like almost 70 degrees out there. You would have never known that we were like sub-freezing temperatures for a week. I mean, Texas is weird when it comes to the weather that way. But the biggest problem most owners of property experienced was water damage because pipes froze. And why did pipes freeze? Because it got cold. And not all of our plumbing systems are well insulated against those types of problems. Now, I didn't have any problems at any of my properties. And the reason I know I don't have any property problems is because I maintain communication with my residents. They let me know how things were going. Now, I will tell you, in all of the houses that I own now, all of my residents experienced low water pressure. And those properties are actually in a part of the greater San Antonio market that is serviced by a water provider that had issues. And fortunately, my residents didn't lose any water. But one of the things I kind of advised them to do was, hey, what you might want to do if you're really concerned about water is just fill up a bathtub. so that you have water to be able to flush the toilets, because nobody wants to sit in a property that smells like an outhouse. And you know what? One of my residents went, oh, that's a good idea. They had not thought of that. And I'm not picking on my resident. It's just that if you've never been associated with having to live in conditions like that, you may not be aware of the things that you need to do to prepare. So communication, absolutely huge. But what I want to talk about right now is I want to talk about some of the different insurance riders that you should have on your property. And I don't care if you're considering rental property, or, well, really all the suggestions I have for you are for rental property, but they would transition into your personal property too. So some of the things we teach our members is that there are two types of basic insurance out there. There's something called actual cash value, where they'll pay you the actual value for whatever the damage was. Or there's something called replacement value. Now, we don't believe in actual cash value. As a matter of fact, in my notes, in my financial freedom workbook, where I keep all of my information about everything I've learned with regards to owning and operating properties, I wrote the word junk next to actual cash value. And the reason I wrote the word junk is that if you look at the cost to replace a dwelling, in many parts of the country, that cost tends to be higher than the actual value. I know it's kind of weird. Now, maybe not, it's not that way in California. I don't know. I don't live in California. But replacement value is the way to go, because what replacement value does for you is it provides you the necessary funds to completely renovate that property and bring it back up to its standard, which actual cash value may not do for you. Now, there's some other riders I'm going to get into after the break, because you really need to know this info. Stick around.
Doe Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles. So he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So we're going to talk about some of the different insurance riders that you really need to have on your rental property. And some of you just thinking in your mind right now that, oh man, we're going to ratchet up these costs for this insurance. It's going to blow the numbers, and we're not going to be able to effectively make money on these properties because insurance is so darn expensive. And I'm here to tell you, not if you shop around. It really isn't that expensive. As a matter of fact, insurance can be a very, very important component to your financial strategy, because what it does for you is it prevents you from having financial loss when you suffer a peril on one of your investment properties. So at Lifestyles Unlimited, we teach our members that they should focus on certain aspects of insurance, which we have found to be extremely beneficial in periods like we just went through. Now, I didn't have any problems with any of my rental properties. I didn't. Now, my residents, they lost power intermittently. They didn't lose water, although they came pretty close to losing water. And they're under a boil alert, just like I am right now. In other words, you need to boil your water until somebody comes out from the water board or whoever manages all that stuff and tests the actual water to make sure that, any bacteria that's in the water is gone, and therefore they can make that water declared safe again. But in the last segment, I talked a little bit about actual cash value and replacement value insurance. So if, let's say you had a property that was completely destroyed. Okay. Now, the first thing you need to make sure of is that you have the right kind of insurance products on the property and that the types of perils that you're concerned about were covered. Now, fire really wasn't a big threat. I mean, it was so cold out, it was snowing, that kind of thing. But fire could have been a threat if somebody lost access to their heat and as a result, tried to keep warm in a different way. Yeah. And that happens now. That I have not heard any stories about that happening. Of course, I don't watch the news very much anymore. But my point is this. Make sure you are using qualified information to determine what needs to be in your policy. Now, things like water damage, I make sure that's included in my policies. Because not all insurance, trust me, not all insurance is going to cover things like busted pipes due to freezing. As a matter of fact, there are a lot of insurance products out there that say, hey, you know, if that occurred, that's on you because you have a fire policy. You don't have a hazard policy. So you need to think about those things. Well, by the way, we've got a lot of great partners that provide insurance products to our membership as part of our vendor program. So it's really not that difficult to reach out and find quality vendors that offer insurance products to us as members that we get to shop from. And when I say shop, I mean shop. And here's the thing. These vendors, first of all, they understand our business models. They understand the types of products that we're looking for. So that makes it a little bit easier for us because they understand, you know, what it is we're wanting to buy. And they can help us in those areas if maybe we didn't make a note or something as we went through our education. And then you get to shop from them and you get to find the best products out there at the best price. And you put those products on your property. Now, here's some of the other things that I include on my insurance riders because I've been trained by people that have been there, done that, that have a lot of experience with owning and operating rental properties, and they share that information with me in the form of the education that I receive as a Lifestyles Unlimited member, not to mention the fact that I've made a lot of relationships with a lot of people that give me good advice, especially when I ask for it. It's really a cool culture that I hang out in. But here's some of those other things. Now, you may not be aware of it. And maybe, and this really applies, well, it applies to any home that you have out there, whether you're living in it or you're not. And it has to do with not living in the home. In other words, there's a vacancy clause that tends to show up in a lot of the insurance policies that are out there. And what a vacancy clause does is it says, look, if the property has been vacant for a specific period of time, and depending on your insurer, that might mean 30 days, it might mean 60 days, it might mean 90 days, then the insurer may make a decision that's been addressed in your policy to drop your coverage for any loss that occurs after that period. And, you know, they may actually include additional things such as you may have total loss. In other words, we're not going to cover anything that might include things like vandalism or water damage or building glass breakage or theft. Yeah, so you need to understand if your policy has a vacancy provision in it. Now, the good news is this. You can actually purchase, I know it's weird, but you can actually purchase coverage called unoccupied and vacant home insurance that will cover you if, for instance, your property remains vacant. We don't deal with a lot of vacancy in our properties. We don't, because we provide great, clean, functional workforce housing that looks as good, if not better, than everything available in that marketplace for people to rent from us. So long-term vacancy really isn't an issue, unless maybe something happens to me and I can't do what I'm supposed to do. But it can become a problem when you're renovating a property. And depending on how long it takes to get that property renovated, that triggers vacancy. And I'm talking about renovations in the beginning or renovations if you suffer a peril. So you can actually buy unoccupied and vacant home insurance that will kick in just as if your policy was still providing the coverage. It's not that expensive. Tell you what, it is worth it. Now, another thing that we do is we cover something called ordinance coverage. In other words, I have in my insurance products ordinance coverage. And you're thinking, what the heck is that? Well, ordinance coverage pays for things that need to be brought up to code. In other words, let's say you've got a rental property and you fixed everything up and you did this maybe, I don't know, let's pick a year, 3 years ago. Let's go 3 years back. And in that time period, the municipality where you live decided that maybe they wanted to upgrade, I don't know, the electrical code. Maybe there's some new fangled thing that everybody needs to now have in their properties that makes it safer for the resident of that property and safer for the overall structure because it prevents whatever it prevents. And as a result of that, that municipality passes an ordinance that says you shall have all these things in the property. Now, a lot of times they don't make these things retroactive, but what they do is they make them occur once something has occurred to that property. So if you had a peril, let's say you had a property that was significantly damaged and you had to go back in and renovate that property and you had to bring certain things now up to the new code and there's an additional expense to do that, that insurance is going to kick in to cover that additional expense. And I'll tell you, it could be a small expense or it could be a very large expense, but you want to make sure that you're properly covered. Now, we come back from the break. I've got a couple other things I want to share with you because I think they're important for you to know. Stick around.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time. This might be it because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about insurance because, well, at the end of the day, it is part of a sound business strategy. See, that's one of the things that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. We give you all the information, all the tools that you need to successfully start a real estate investing business. And that business has the capability of earning you money 5 different ways, actually 6 different ways if we're talking multifamily. I'm not going to get into those ways on today's show, but it is a way for you to change the path that you're on. It's a way for you to stop doing what you've been doing for so long because you think that's what you're supposed to do for retirement and to generate wealth and to generate a lifestyle. Real estate investing can be the paradigm shift you need in your life to get you to a point of retirement in the next 5 years instead of the next 10 or 15 or 20 years or whatever path that you're on right now. And I know there are people listening to me right now that are going at it alone. I know that they've read some books. I know they have been on the internet. I know they've, asked for advice from random people. And they take that advice as sage advice and they do what they're essentially advised to do. But they don't know if the information they're receiving is qualified information. Now, you can trust it and you can research it. Or you can just join a group like ours at Lifestyles Unlimited and get everything that you need literally at your fingertips, not to mention the support that you need to continue investing correctly in real estate. So today we're talking about insurance. You know, it's not a sexy topic. It really isn't. Insurance is not sexy. It's not sexy at all. But it is a very important fundamental element of your business strategy. It protects you from the oh no's of life. And we just had a big oh no hit us. Yeah, we did. But at the end of the day, we survived it. Now, I wasn't personally impacted with any of my rental properties that I own and operate. None of the multifamily properties that I'm invested in were materially impacted. You might say we dodged a bullet. But had we been impacted, we have the right insurance products on our properties to protect us from loss. Because what you don't want to do is have a year's worth of gains wiped out because you were too cheap to buy the right insurance. Or you were too cheap to put on such a high deductible that you're coming out of pocket to fix everything. I mean, that's just, I like to call it stinking thinking. I do. And I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying that's what people do. Now, let me get back into some of these insurance riders that you need to have, because I think it's very important. You need to have something called business loss coverage. Now, what is that? Well, if we actually translate that a little bit, it's really loss of rent insurance. In other words, loss of rent insurance, or also known as loss of use coverage, what it does for you is it reimburses you for any lost rent, but only if the lost rent is associated with a covered claim. So, I mean, even if you had loss of rent insurance on, but you didn't have the proper coverages for the peril, loss of rent insurance wouldn't even kick in if you had water damage and you only had a fire policy. See where I'm going with that? So, but what that loss of rent insurance does for you, let's say you had a property that just got devastated, okay, and you've got to kick in all your insurances and your resident has to leave the property because that's not a place for them to live. And you have to actually give them the opportunity to step away from the lease if they want to do that, because you can't hold them to a lease. You're not providing them clean, functional, safe workforce housing because it's been trashed by apparel. But what that loss of rent insurance does for you is it makes that rent payment to you as if that resident was in that property. Yeah, and we're going to get to that resident in a minute. But before we do, I just need to talk about general liability insurance. You have to have liability insurance on your properties. And it needs to be linked throughout all of your insurance assets. Now, I'm not here selling you insurance, and I don't want to get into the nitty-gritty of the why. But I will tell you this. You need to have that liability insurance because, number one, things could happen on your property, which has nothing to do with fire or flood or ice storms or anything like that. It could be that somebody was injured on your property and somebody is looking to you to remedy that situation. So by having the right insurance products, you're going to protect yourself. See, what insurance really is, it's a protection for the wealth that you are trying to build for yourself, because it's with that wealth that you're going to change your life. And you don't want anybody chipping away at that wealth. You need to protect it. And insurance products do that. They do it very, very well. Now let's talk about that resident. There is actually another insurance product out there that you should be talking to your resident about. Now, it's not insurance that you can buy. Well, unless you're a renter yourself. It's insurance that your renter can purchase. And it's simply renter's insurance. Essentially, it provides for the person living in your property all of the coverages that would be available to, say, you and I, with the exception of the coverages that cover the physical property. See, when you own rental property, you're insuring that physical property. You are not insuring that resident. You're not. And that's why I make it a point when I'm working with somebody that wants to rent one of my properties that I tell them that it's their responsibility to get renter's insurance. And then I tell them why they should do it. And then I tell them the bad news if they don't. And here's the bad news. If the property was devastated and that resident can't live there, they can't live there. They've got to go somewhere. Maybe I've got a great resident. Maybe they say, you know, I can't see myself living anywhere but in that home. It's a great home. It's a great neighborhood. It's got great schools. I'm close to work. I mean, I don't want to go out and find another place. And I tell them, you know what? But we've had significant damage to the property. It's going to take maybe about a month to fix that. And what I have to do is I have to give them the option to step away from the lease, because I can't force them to pay rent on a place that they can't occupy. I mean, essentially, I have spoiled the lease. So that resident that wants to live in that property and knows that I'm going to rebuild it to brand new condition, it's going to be even better than it was before, they have to go somewhere. They have to go live somewhere. Where do you go if you're a resident and you have damage to your property and you can't live there and you want to go back? Oh, not to mention your stuff that may have gotten damaged in the process. Well, that's where renter's insurance comes in. And renter's insurance, like any other insurance product, provides certain benefits for the insured that enables them to maybe go stay at a hotel for a month to cover the costs of meals over and above what they would normally spend if they were living someplace. It gives them the same types of advantages that we as property owners get. It protects them from harm. And renter's insurance is not that expensive. It is not that expensive at all. But it's very important, because your resident needs to also understand that there are risks associated, which is living in property. Here's the thing. We as landlords, we are not responsible for providing temporary living conditions for any of our residents. And that is why I require my renters to have renter's insurance, because it protects them from economic loss. You see, I don't want them to be damaged any more than I want to be damaged. Now, I don't pay for renter's insurance for them because it's their insurance. They have to choose what's appropriate for them. But I make sure that they get that insurance because I don't want them to be harmed. It is an opportunity to help them understand that they too can get to where they're trying to get to in life. It's really cool. There's your primer on insurance. And I think it all starts with communication. It really does. It starts with communication, and then it starts with you knowing what you're doing. And when it comes to real estate investing, even if you're on your own, come check us out at freeworkshoplivestream.com.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.